Let's turn our Bibles to the book of Mark. This morning we're looking in Mark chapter 11. And we'll be continuing in our study in Mark in verse 22 to 26.
22節至26節. 上個星期我哋睇咗耶穌做兩件好奇妙嘅事.
And last week we saw Jesus do two amazing things.
第一佢係就咗一棵樹, 跟住佢又將啲換錢啲人係趕出聖殿.
First he cursed the tree and then he cast the people out of the temple.
嗰個呢兩件事我哋都覺得完全唔似耶穌嗰種行為.
And both these things are very unusual for Jesus.
但係當佢係就咗無花果樹之後, 第二日耶穌同門徒行過, 彼得就見到棵樹就係枯乾.
But the next day, as they were walking by the fig tree that Jesus cursed, the disciples were walking with him, and Peter pointed out that the tree was already dried up.
彼得覺得好稀奇嘅,
and Peter thought it was so amazing.
耶穌就係跟住係回答佢.
And then Jesus came back and shared with and told the disciples what we're going to be looking at today.
所以我們再一次看22節至26節,因為上個星期我們是沒有真的講到耶穌的意思.
And so we'll be looking again from verse 22 to 26, because we didn't look last week at what Jesus said in these verses.
今天我們的主題叫得應允的禱告.
And this morning, the title of our message is Prayer That Receives Answers.
所以如果你想你的禱告可以被神聽的,你要寫筆記, 認識神,怎樣的禱告神會聽.
And so if you want God to answer your prayers, you should take notes so that you can pray effectively in a way that God will answer.
22節,
and I'll read from in the Chinese, you can follow along in the English.
耶穌回答說,你們當信服神。 我實在告訴你們,無論何人對這座山說,你那開彼此地投在海裡,他若心裡不疑惑,只信他所說的必成,就必給他成了。所以我告訴你們,凡你們禱告祈求的,無論是求什麼,只要信是得著的,就必得著。你們站著禱告的時候, 若想起有人得罪你們,就當饒恕他,好叫你們在天上的父也饒恕你們的過犯。你們若不饒恕人,你們在天上的父也不饒恕你們的過犯。一起祈禱,
let's pray. 主要我們求你,今天透過你的話語教導我們怎樣禱告。求你讓我們明白一個合你心意的禱告,是 得英文的禱告,求你使用孩子可以很清楚將你今天要跟我們說的話說出來。多謝主聽你禱告,奉主的名求。Amen。說這裡怎樣禱告是得神應允的?
So how can we pray that God will answer? 首先我們看到耶穌的22節說,當信服神.
And first thing that we see in verse 22, it says, you need to submit to God.
如果你要神聽你禱告,在這裡的第一點是很清楚,就要信服神.
So if you want God to answer your prayers, you must submit to God.
我們看到彼得見到這棵樹枯乾的,他很稀奇.
And you see Peter is here and he sees the tree is dried up and he's so amazed.
其實他的稀奇很怪的,我覺得彼得很笑的.
And I'm just amazed at Peter being amazed.
因為呢,點解佢會稀奇,佢跟住耶穌三年半,佢日日都見到耶穌行神跡.
You know, Peter's with Jesus for 3.5 years and every day Jesus is working miracles.
佢醫病趕怪,死死人復活.
And he's healing the sick, he's casting out demons and he's raising the dead.
佢水上行,佢叱咤風雨,
and he's walking on water and he's telling the wind and the waves to be still.
耶穌行咁多神跡, 叫一棵樹枯乾是很簡單的嘛.
And Jesus is doing so many miracles to make a tree dry up is so easy.
彼得應該是理所當然,耶穌就了棵樹,當然就了咯.
And Peter should say, of course Jesus cursed the tree, of course it's dried up.
但佢嘅反应好得意，佢话：哇，耶稣你睇下，真系枯干喎。
But Jesus, you know, Peter saw the tree and said, "Look, Jesus, it's dried up already."
好似佢唔信，即系呢个俾我觉得咧，彼得有种心态，好似我哋有时有呢个心态。
And I think that Peter had an attitude that many times we have.
耶稣可以做呢啲嘢，但系嗰啲嘢咧就耶稣唔会做。
It's like, you know, Peter thought that Jesus could do this kind of things, but he's not going to do that kind of stuff.
於是喺佢觀念裏邊，有啲嘢咧我哋可以祈禱，有啲人可以靠神，但係某啲嘢咧就如果耶穌做，哎呀，好奇怪喎。
And so Peter's like thinking that there's certain things that we can pray about, and you know God's going to answer, but these other things, man, that's not, you know, God's not going to do that. That's amazing.
你有冇試過咧大病嘅祈禱，靠神醫治？但是傷風感冒，嘿，唔使祈禱，濕濕水啫嘛，傷風啫嘛。
Have you ever thought this way? You know, I'll pray for a big sickness, but I just got a cold. That's just a cold. I don't need to pray about that.
係咪？你有冇試過咧？為咗一啲嘅好複雜嘅問題要祈禱，但係當你係日常生活有啲小節，你唔記得祈禱，因為覺得誒呢啲小事啫嘛。
And have you ever prayed for big things in your life and expecting God to work, but then the little things, you know, life, the daily things you don't pray about? Because that's just a little thing.
你知唔知耶稣系关心无论大事小事都关心你嘅。
Do you know that God is concerned about the big things and the little things of your life?
你下次唔见嘢咧，你祈祷求神俾你揾得翻喎。神会听哦。
Next time you lose something, you pray about it, God will help you find it.
我哋呢排成日唔见嘢咧。咁我揾唔到啊！嗰、那個、祈禱啊，早幾日又唔見到嘢，叫師母幫我揾，又唔記得祈禱啊！可能佢祈禱，第二日我翻到屋企，佢話我聽佢揾唔到，點知我一睇嗰張台就喺嗰度眼前喎。
And a couple days ago, I lost something, I couldn't find it, and so I asked Kitty to help me find it, and I forgot to pray about it, and so she was looking for it, and I came back the next day, I said, "Did you find what I was looking for?" She said, "No, I looked all over, I couldn't find it, but then I looked on my desk, it's sitting right there in front of me."
好多時咧，神就係會聽我哋冇聲嘅禱告。
Sometimes God even answers prayers that we don't ask。
咁但係彼得咧，佢喺呢度係見到咧棵樹枯乾，佢就好驚訝。跟住耶穌因為咁樣就同佢講禱告嘅應該點樣祈禱。
And so Peter saw this tree was dried up, and then Jesus started telling them how to pray effectively。
第一點就要順服神。
And the first thing is that you must submit to God。
你知道神是要我们顺服，但是我们人不喜欢顺服。
You know, God wants us to submit, but we don't like to submit.
因为顺服呢就是放低自己的意思，是接受神的意思。
Because submission says that I'm putting away what I like and receiving what God likes.
好多时呢，我们是祈祷呢，我们是有我们自己的要求，我们有自己的喜好，我们有我们自己的盼望。所以我们为这些祈祷，祈祷很久呢，神都不听。
So often when we pray, we've got the things that I want, my plans, my ambitions, my desires, and we pray about all of that, and we pray for a long time, and we never get an answer.
因为我们所靠的东西是我自己要的，但我们没有想过呢，这些是不是神要的，我有没有顺服听神的意思。
And so often we pray so much, and we never get an answer, because it's what we want, and do we ever think, is it what God wants for us?
顺服呢，就要舍己，放低自己的意思。
And to submit means that you sacrifice yourself, you put away your own desire and submit to God's desire.
好似小朋友唔中意顺服父母，系咪？
It's like children, we don't like to submit to our parents.
咁啊，父母叫我哋做啲嘢，我哋唔一定中意做嘅。啊，但系当你做到嘅时候，你要放低自己嘅时间表，放低自己做紧嘅嘢，去做父母要你做嘅嘢。
And you know, although we don't like to submit, when we do submit, we have to sacrifice.Put away what we were doing and do what we want us to do.
好簡單，喺度打機啊！父母話你冇打機去執房，我唔想執房，我想打機。
但係如果你信服，你刪咗機就去執房，係咪 ？And so often, you know, we don't want to submit, but you know, I'm playing video game and computer game, and parents say, "Hey, you know, stop that, clean your room." And I don't want to do it, but if I stop playing the game and clean my room, then I submit.
神是要我们顺服祂的意思，即是放低自己的执着，放低自己的喜好，聆听接受神的意思。
So to submit means that we put away what we want, our desires, And
we start listening to what God's desires are.
有好多人呢祈祷呢就是很希望呢得到一些的很劲的东西靠神祝福。
Some people pray, know that they can get some great things, you know, from God, and that God would bless them.
他说好像我揸车，我求神，我说神，我要个绵羊仔，但是我其实不要个绵羊仔，我要一个1000cc 的大型的电单车，神求你祝福我。
You know, maybe, you know, I need a transportation so I can get by on a little scooter, but I pray, you know, God, I need a big 1000cc Harley, and I need, you know, this big bike so I can ride for Jesus, you know.
Well, yes, so, they saw you the mean young tie, I'm going to go Harley,
and then God might come back and say, what you need is a scooter. I'm not going to give you a Harley.
我们祷告要明白神的心意，我们要明白神的旨意。
When we pray, we must know the will of God and the heart of God.
我有六样嘢，我想你写低，系神俾我哋一啲嘅事实。
I have 6 facts about God that I want you to write down.
你可以写低佢六个事实，你可以肯定呢啲事实系真实嘅。
And these 6 things are absolutely true, and you can depend on them.
第一个事实，神爱你。
The first fact, it's true, Jesus, God loves you.
神爱你。
Jesus loves you, God loves you.
这个是肯定的。
This is true.
第二个事实，神是好的。
The second fact, it's true, God is good.
神是好的。他是美好的，所做的事都是好的。
He is a wonderful, beautiful God. Everything that God does is good.
嗱，呢两个事实系好好好嘅，神爱你，神做得好嘅。第三个事实呢
？The third fact，
神要祝福信佢嘅人，祝福佢嘅儿女。
God wants to bless those who believe Him. God wants to bless His children.
即是话你信耶稣嘅，神要祝福你，神系好嘅，神系爱你，佢要祝福你。
So if you are a Christian today, God loves you, He is good, and He wants to bless you.
哇，呢啲事实系好兴奋系咪？神爱你，想祝福你，系有美好。第四个事实，神叫我哋求佢。
The fourth fact, God tells us to ask.
神叫我哋求喎。Now, 祂是好的，祂爱你，祂是想祝福你，祂叫你求。
Now, here we have a God that loves you. He's a good God. He asks you to ask Him, and He wants to bless you.
第五个事实，当神给你的时候，你要知道，不在乎你的行为，不在乎你好不好，是在乎神要送给你。
And the fifth fact is that when God does give you a blessing, it has nothing to do with whether you're good or bad. It has nothing to do with you deserving it or not deserving it. It's that God gives it to you.
即是话我哋系不配，我哋系冇办法从神领受任何嘢，我哋不配。但系神中意俾，佢就俾我哋嘅，因为佢要祝福。所以第六个事实，当你得到神嘅祝福，你知道系神嘅恩典。
And the sixth fact is that when you receive God's blessing, it is grace.
即是你不配，你不应该得到，但是神给你，免费给你。
It means you don't deserve it, you shouldn't have it, but God is giving it to you freely.
那这六个事实我觉得很兴奋。When I look at these 6 facts, I'm very excited. 神爱我，神是好的，神要祝福我，神是叫我求祂，神说不在乎我好不好。但因为是神的恩典，祂就要给我。
You know, God loves me. He's good. He's a good God. He wants to bless His children. He tells me to ask Him. It's not dependent on whatever I do. It's all His grace.
好兴奋喎！呢六样嘢，我相信咧，神系要祝福。但系当我哋求呢事，神想祝福我哋啲乜嘢咧？我哋要搞清楚。
But when we pray and we ask God to bless, we must be careful what we ask for.
因为圣经讲咧，我哋要顺服神嘅旨意
，because the Bible says we must submit to God。
嗱，我哋一齐睇约翰福音，约翰一书第5章14节， Turn with me to the first book of John, 1 John 5:14.
约翰一书, 第五章, 第十四节.
1 John 5:14.
你想学祈祷呢, 这个是一个很重要的经文.
If you want to learn how to pray, this is a very important verse.
神要教我们怎样祷告,
祷告得应允, and God is teaching us how to pray and how our prayers can be answered.
5:15.
这个很好的经文, it's a wonderful verse.
你留意十四节讲什么?
But look carefully at what verse 14 says.
照他的旨意,
says according to his will.
所以我们祷告要, 神听的祷告呢, 是要按照神的旨意求.
So for prayer to be answered, we must pray according to God's will.
神是要听我们一些符合祂的心意的祷告,
and God is going to answer or respond to some prayers that are according to His will.
所以最重要的, 神的旨意是什么?
So maybe you'd ask, well, what is the will of God?
如果我们要祈祷按照神的旨意, 我一定要知道神的旨意是什么?
So maybe you say, well, if I have to pray according to God's will, then I need to know what God's will is.
是不是? 我可以告诉你很简单, 圣经里面呢, 又告诉我们, 神有基本上有两个旨意。
There are basically in the Bible two aspects to God's will.
神的旨意有两方面。
The first is the will for everybody.
第一可以说是普遍的普及的旨意,
and the second is a personal will for you.
第二个旨意就是你个别的个人性的. 但如果我们讲到这个普遍的旨意, 即是包括什么?
If we look at this common will that God has for us, what are some of the things?
其实有很多我只可以讲几样, 好吗?
There are many things that are common in the will of God, but I'm just going to take out a few.
神的旨意呢, 是要罪人悔改, 归向神.
It's the will of God that sinners would come to Christ and repent and turn from sin.
所以如果你祈祷求神给你的亲友去悔改归向神呢, 这个是符合神的旨意.
So if you pray that your family members, your friends that are non-Christians get saved and come to Christ, that is according to the will of God.
神的旨意是要罪人远离恶行，是得救.
And it's the will of God that sinners would turn from sin and come to the knowledge of the cross to be saved.
神的旨意是要我们基督徒成长在主的话语里面.
And it's the will of God that Christians would grow in the Word of God.
是让我们可以更加认识神, 让我们更加了解神的心意.
And it's the will of God that you will know Christ, that you will grow in His grace.
所以如果你祈祷求神让你可以更加成长, 更加认识神, 更加知道神是怎么样, 这个是合神心意的.
And so if you pray that God will help you, that you can learn more about God, who God is, that is according to the will of God.
你知道是神的意思呢? 叫我们为政府祷告.
You know that it's the will of God that we pray for the government?
因为神想我们住的环境是太平,平安.
Because God wants us to live at peace.
所以我们为政府祈祷,求神给他廉洁,求神给他是平安, 这个是合神心意.
So when we pray that God would give us peace and that He would cause the city that we live in to be the government to be merciful and gracious, that's according to the will of God.
所以你可以为中国祈祷求神怜悯.
But so you can pray that God would be merciful in China and relieve the drought.
我哋知道呢个合神嘅心意。不过有几样嘢咧，我哋要明白。譬如咧，有时咧，我哋祈祷，我哋有遇到困难，我哋祈祷，我哋会咁样祈祷，神啊，求你解决我嘅困难，攞走呢个困难。But there's something we need to understand about this. Sometimes we pray and we say, God, I've got a problem. I want you to take away the problem.
但是我们不明白这个问题的困难的原因。
But we don't understand why the problem is here.
我们只希望这个困难消失。
We just want our problem to disappear, 是不是？
你有没有试过为困难祈祷求神拿走它？
Have any of you prayed that God will take away a problem?
Yeah. 我想我们个都有的。
但是你明白哦，好多事我哋求神攞走个困难，但系个困难唔消失，点解啊
？But you understand that so often we pray for God to take away the problem, and the problem doesn't go away. Do you know why?
因为神另外有一个旨意，神系要透过呢个困难教导我哋一啲嘅嘢，神要透过呢个困难咧，系磨练我哋生命。
Because maybe God has another plan and a purpose. Maybe God wants to use this problem to teach us something. Maybe God wants to use this problem to cause us to depend more upon God.
So
we should pray, Lord, I don't know what you have for this. I don't know why this is happening. But if there's something you want to teach me, I pray that you teach it to me. If there's something you want me to change, I pray that I would change. And if you can give me the strength to overcome this or to withstand it,
神是有很多原因做事，我们不明白神的旨意，所以我们很多事祈祷我们祈错了。
And because God has so many ways that are not our ways, and we don't understand what His will is, so often when we pray, we miss the mark.
有时有一个的老细经常虾我们，经常刻薄，我们祈祷，神啊，求你改变这个老，拿走这个老细给我新经理的，我觉得很难顶啊。
And so often, you know, we have a manager overseeing us, and you know, he's giving us so much trouble and always persecuting us every day, and we just pray, Lord, get rid of this manager. Give me a new manager. I don't like this guy.
但是神可能会回来跟我讲，我祈祷十年，那个经理还在。
But you know, I could pray for 10 years and that manager's still there.
因为神想我，就是因为这个经理不好，神想我学习。可能有些事是神要我改变，学习怎样去与人相处，可能要我学习怎样去克服困难，可能神有些事要磨练我自己。
You know, maybe there's some things that God wants to use this manager for me to learn how to relate to other people, learn how to change in my heart, and other things that He wants me to overcome, and He's using this manager as a tool.
所以很多事我们面对的事呢，可能神是用那些东西来改变我们，但是我们搞错了，我们说神是拿走它，拿走它，我就平安。
So often the things that we come up against are things that God wants to use in our life to change us, but we misinterpret it, and we just pray, God, take these things away.
跟着祂不消失的东西，我们祈祷很久都不消失，我们就说神你不听我祷告。
And so we pray for so long, and then we come to the conclusion, God hasn't answered my prayer.
错，神是听你祷告，但是神是想你改变嘛。
God is answering your prayer, but He wants you to change.
如果我们明白神的旨意就得了。
And if we know what God's will is, then it's all solved.
好多事呢，我们有我们的一套计划，我们写晒我的计划书，我们写得很清楚，跟着我交给神，神啊，请你等人认同。
So often we have our plan and our purpose and we've got it all planned out and then we take it to God and we say, God bless it.
但我从来没问过神你的意思是什么，你想不想我做这件事，你想不想我怎样行的，靠神引导，我们没问过。
But we've never asked God to lead us, to guide us, to teach us, to show us what His will is.
我们就有自己的一套人生的计划叫神等人。
And we just have our plan things all mapped out, and we just want God to bless it.
好事神不祝福, 因为是我们的计划, 不是神的计划。
And so often God doesn't answer because it's our plan and it's not God's plan.
所以神的旨意是要你学习怎样合二为一。
And God's will is that we as Christians can learn how to be one in the Spirit.
你知道呢, 有时呢, 我们觉得有些人在我们身边是挑剔我们, 有时我们觉得很烦, 有时我们觉得人家得罪我们, 我们想他快点走, 我们想神拿走那个人, 但你知道耶稣想怎样吗? 耶稣想我们学习, 彼此宽恕, 彼此接纳。
You know, so often we have interpersonal relationship problems and we don't like this guy. They're always picking on us and we get into difficulties with them. And we just pray, Lord, get this guy away from me. But you know what? God wants us to pray that we can learn how to be in unity and that we can forgive one another.
所以我们应该当你面对一些难相处的人, 你不要祈祷,求神改变他,因为他的性格很黑人真,神啊,我很不喜欢他这样说话,神啊,你要改变这个人,你不要这样祈祷。
Next time you have a problem with some other person, you know, don't start praying, oh Lord, I don't like this guy, he's got a bad attitude, he's got a bad personality, I don't like being around him, he talks so loud, oh, I hate this guy. Lord, change him.
我想你要为自己祈祷。
I think you need to pray for yourself.
你要祈祷,神啊,我和他的意见不合,我和他的性格是不一样的,但求主让我去爱他,让我去接纳他,让我去明白他,和他相处得好。I
think we need to pray and say, Lord, I don't get along with this guy, he's got a different personality than I do, but Father, I pray that you would change me so I can accept him, so I can love him in Christ, and so I can get along with him, even though we see differently about things. This is a prayer that is according to God's will.
You
know, God wants us to pray according to his will. And so often we don't want to give in. We don't want to submit. But God says, submit. Let go. And to find out what God's personal will is for you, you need to seek God.
We need to ask God to teach us and lead us. 有一个方法你可以看《约翰福音》15章第7节。
And one way to find out what the will of God is you can see in John chapter 15, verse 7.
约翰福音15章第7节。
John chapter 15, verse 7.
你们若常在我里面,我的话也常在你们里面, 凡你们所愿意的祈求,就给你们成就。
If you abide in me, my word will abide in you, and everything that you ask, I will give you.
And
this is talking about how to get answers to prayer. But here's telling us that we need to be in Christ. We need to be in Christ and doing the things that Christ loves and wants us to do.
跟着他的说话呢, 他的话会在我们里面,
and then the word of God will be in us.
有神的话语在你里面呢, 神是教你的, 神是引导你怎样行,
and with God's word in your heart, then God is teaching you and showing you how he wants you to walk.
所以我们是要信服神的旨意, 我们要常在神的里面,
so we need to submit to the will of God and we need to be in Christ.
如果我们这样,我们祈祷,神会听我们祷告。
And if we do that, then when we pray, God will be in us. And he will answer our prayers.
有些人祷告,当是闲事不少香,临急抱佛脚。
So many people, you know, they pray and it's just, you know, when I've got trouble, I'm going to come and and ask for God to help me. But when I don't have any trouble, I just put God on the shelf.
因为神说你要常在我里面。
Because Jesus said you need to be in me. You need to be constantly in me.
所以你要日日看神的话语，日日按神的旨意行。
So you need to be reading the Word of God and you need to be walking according to what God says on a daily basis.
如果你日日回到教会看圣经，但平日有六七日是不理神的，神会不会听你祷告？
Let's say you only come to church one day a week and you're only thinking about God one day a week and the rest of the days you're just doing your own thing. Do you think God's going to hear your prayers?
会不会啊？
不会的。如果你平日做你喜欢做的事，你不理神的，你按自己的执着去做事，神不会听你祷告。只有一个祷告神想听。If you're just doing what you want to do all throughout the week and not paying any attention to God, there's only one prayer that God wants to hear from you.
你知不知道是什么祷告？认罪悔改的祷告。
And that's a prayer of repentance.
话神听，神啊，唔好意思，我平日都唔谂你嘅，我系错咗，求你宽恕我，求你改变我心。
And that's the prayer we say, Lord, I'm sorry, I haven't been thinking about you, I don't care about you, and I'm sorry, I realize that I've made a mistake. Please forgive me.
当你无论咩时候向神悔改祷告，神会听。
And no matter when you come to Christ in repentance, God will listen to you.
但如果你平日系做自己嘅嘢，跟住就话啊，神，我有呢个困难，求你解决。
But if you're just doing your own thing all the time and then all of a sudden you have come to God and say, God, I got this problem, please solve it for me.
我想你要反省先，先去祷告，认罪祷告，求神宽恕你罪。
I think the first thing you need to do is repent and say, Lord, please forgive me.
一个简单的例子，我要合神心意的祷告。I want to give another example of what it's like to pray according to God's will. 如果
我哋祷告，靠神咧，隔篱屋嗰人好黑认真，成日夜晚半夜三更弹琴。我哋屋企楼上有一个人三点钟系弹钢琴。In our house, in our building, there's somebody at 3 o'clock in the morning. They're playing the piano.
我话神啊，好黑认真啊，靠你整死嗰个人。你话神听唔听啊？
And I say, Lord, this guy is disgusting. I hate it. He won't stop playing the piano. Kill him. You think God's going to listen to your prayer?
神不会听的嘛，因为这个祷告不合神心意。但应该怎样祷告啊？神啊，求你整爆他的钢琴。神听不听啊？
How about this? Lord, destroy his piano. Is God going to listen to that?
不是，应该怎样祷告啊？神啊，虽然好吵，我都系冇办法瞓觉。 但求主帮我可以瞓得睡，求主俾我哋有机会可以同佢倾下偈。神啊，求你俾我哋身边有个隔层网，好似听唔到咁啊！<笑>求你改变我，冇咁猛震，可以虽然嘈个环境都可以瞓得着。Maybe
you should pray, Lord, although it's really noisy here and I can't sleep, I pray God that you'd put a shield around me. That you'd make me able to not hear the piano, that you'd put an insulation in over my ears so I can sleep like a baby even though I don't like this environment.
如果我们是为自己改变，为自己适应，为自己面对祷告呢，神永远都会听。
If we pray that God would alter for ourselves, that God would change us, that God would mold us, that God would transform us, God is always going to answer that prayer.
那我们在马可福音11章23节，你见到耶稣讲啲咩呢？
Looking at Mark chapter 11, verse 23, look at what Jesus said.
我实在告诉你们，无论何人对这座山说，你拿开此地，投在海里。
他若心里不疑惑，只信他所说的必成就必给他成了。Here, if you say to this mountain in faith, be thou removed and cast in the sea, you don't doubt, it's going to happen.
上个星期我哋提过咧，我哋讲过咧，呢座山喺犹太人嘅心里边系代表一个好难搬得喐一个嘅难阻。
And to the Jewish people, a mountain represented an obstacle that was so hard that they couldn't conquer it.
所以如果我哋祈祷话，呢座山要搬走，系一个难阻。我们觉得是很难前进。
So when we pray that there's an obstacle in our way, it's blocking our road and we can't go forward.
请问你们有没有一些拦阻在你的眼前？
Do you have any obstacles in front of you today?
是不是学业的是一个拦阻？是不是经济是一个拦阻？是不是身体不适是一个拦阻？
Maybe it's your education level, it's an obstacle. Maybe it's your job is an obstacle. Maybe it's your physical body is an obstacle.
或者你有其他的环境上的拦阻，或者人际关系的拦阻。
Maybe you've got some environmental obstacles or some interpersonal relationship obstacles.
有些东西是拦阻你前进呢，我们应该怎样面对？
And if something is an obstacle blocking our way, how can we face it?
我觉得教会搬迁是一个拦阻，因为如果现在经济环境很差，我们怎么搬啊？
And I think the church moving to a bigger building is an obstacle with the present economic situation.
最便宜我的工厂大厦都要300多万。
And the cheapest factory building is over 3 point some billion, a million.
billion. 哇，我的没这么钱，我的鸡碎这么多，怎么买啊？
And you know, we don't have that kind of money.
是一个拦阻。但耶稣说你有信心，顺服神的旨意。
But Jesus said, if you have faith and you submit and pray in the will of God, that you can overcome it.
那弟兄姊妹，我话你听，有啲嘅拦阻呢，可能喺你眼前永远都会喺度嘅。
I want to tell you a truth that sometimes these obstacles that you are facing, they will always be there.
你借为呢个拦阻求神攞走佢呢，可能神唔会攞走佢。
And no matter how much you pray and ask God to take it away, it will not be taken away.
因为可能这个拦阻神特登摆在这里是要训练你一些东西。
Because maybe God has put this obstacle in your path to teach you a lesson.
所以你求神呢拿走这个拦阻，但是神说我不拿走它，我要你跨胜它。
And so you pray, God, take this obstacle away. And God comes back and says, I'm not going to take it away. I want you to overcome it.
是不是？你知道高山呢是被人怕的。
You know that high mountains are for climbing.
你问阿浸母，佢好中意爬山，系咪？越高越刺激啊！
Our brother loves to climb mountains, and the higher, the more fun.
所以如果你有一个高山嘅拦阻，你唔好净话攞走佢，攞走佢，不如谂下点样跨山越岭。
And so if you've got some obstacles in your life, don't think about just moving them.Why not think about how to overcome them or how to conquer them?
因为很多事呢，我们是面对我们学习怎样与人相处，怎样去在逆境里面去有平安喜乐，是比搬走的逆境更好的。
Because so often when we learn how to have a good relationship with people that don't like us, or when we learn how to have peace in an adverse environment,That's a more valuable lesson than getting rid of the adverse environment.
有好多嘅拦阻，神想我哋学习点样去跨胜佢、克服佢，用平安嘅心、喜乐嘅心去面对。
There are so many obstacles that God wants us to learn how to overcome by having peace and joy in our heart as we face the trials.
你嘅拦阻系咪？升大学结婚呢
Is going to university an obstacle for you? How about marriage?
神是有办法我们祈祷神可以帮我们去教导我们
God has a way and he can change us
信心的手能转动祷告的锁匙打开神的宝物
Prayer is a key which, being turned by the hand of faith, unlocks God's treasures.
我们认识神的心意，我们祈祷呢，
神可以帮到我哋。其实我一路都有学习障碍症，我读书好差。I was born with dyslexia and a handicap, and I'm not very good at studying. 咁我一路觉得我永远唔会有机会读大学，觉得我都系咁就系咁。And I never thought that I'd ever be able to go to university because of my obstacle. 但系我奇妙啊，即系而家五十几岁，而家读紧大学就嚟毕业啊。But it's so amazing that God has given me an opportunity now when I'm 50 that I have the chance to go to university and I'm almost getting ready to graduate. 有啲烂咗咧，可能我哋嘅时间表同神嘅时间表唔一样。我哋继续等候仰望。Sometimes the obstacles that we overcome, God's got a different time frame than we do. We just have to keep wait, be patient, and trust the Lord. 神爱你，神想祝福你，神系要俾你好嘅礼物嘅。神要你求。God loves you. He wants to bless you. He's got good things, and He wants you to ask for them.你是不配是神的恩典 And you don't deserve it It's all by the grace of God 当你认识神的旨意求的时候你会发现到神是给你好好的东西 And when we know the will of God and we pray God gives us such wonderful blessings 那现代人有很多很多教会的、关于信心的祷告有错误的想法Now in the church today, there's so many wrong attitudes about how to pray and to receive God's blessing, how to pray in faith.
有好多人会觉得呢，有信心点求都系一定得到。
Some people think that, you know, no matter what I pray, if I have faith, I'm going to get it.
但圣经唔系咁嘅意思，圣经系话我哋要按照神嘅旨意求。
But the Bible says that we must pray according to the will of God.
所以如果你只是有信心有很多人是犯这个错误我有信心我求神求神神我相信我相信我有糖尿病我就不再吃糖尿药神医治我
And so somebody says, you know, God wants to heal me and I have faith, I believe he's going to heal me and I've got diabetes and I'm not going to take my medicine anymore because God, you're going to heal me
如果这样会发生什么事知不知道有两个可能一是神医治你一是你入医院急救多数系入医院急救。
And there's two options. One, you go, God will heal you. The other is that you're going to end up in the hospital in the emergency room. And I think 9 out of 10, you end up in the hospital.
有人祈祷话：神啊，我老花眼镜，我有近视散光，我相信你一定要医治我，有呢个信心，所以我抌低个眼镜，以后唔睇嘢，系一定要你医治我为止。
And so somebody says, God, I've got short-sightedness, I'm nearsighted, I've got scatterbrain eyes, I'm old age. God, you're going to heal me, and I believe it, I throw my glasses away.
跟住你可唔可以帮我读？因为我睇唔到。
Can you read this for me? I can't see anymore.
弟兄姊妹，如果神真的要医治你，好似我戴眼镜，神医治我的，假如神医治我。我戴眼镜会蒙蒙地，我要摸着眼镜先嚟清。跟住，原来神医好我眼。
You know, if God was really going to heal me of my eyes, and if I'm looking with my glasses, it would be blurry, and when I take my glasses off, it would be clear. And then I'd say, God, you healed me.
神要我哋有智慧、聪明做嘢，我哋仰望神做医治，仰望神行神迹，但我哋唔可以急于神。
We can trust God for a healing. We can look to Him for a miracle, but we can't go ahead of God.
如果神真的要医治一个人，有信心，我们要明白神的旨意。
And if we want God to heal us, we must also understand the will of God.
这个疾病是有什么原因？ Why is this sickness? 是不是神要在这个人身上荣耀神的作为？
Is God...Allowing the sickness to give glory to God?
神是不是要透过这个人病的时候用他病的时候的生命呢是影响身边的人是看到他的见证
Is God going to use him in this sickness so other people can see how much faith he has as a testimony to God?
神是不是透过这个人的病的时候呢是被他反省一些的事是更加亲近神
Is God going to use the sickness in this guy's life so that he can examine things in his own life and so he can get closer to God? 因为神要医治他，是用医治给人家看得到神有医病的能力。 Or is God going to heal him so that God, other people can see that God has the power to heal? 你知不知道神的意思啊？ Do you know what God's will is? 有时我们不知道。 Sometimes we don't know. 所以我们见到一个人病，我们应该怎样祈祷？ So when we see somebody sick, how should we pray?神医治他，你一定要医治他，我相信你医治他，奉耶稣名，阿们。 Should we pray, Lord, I know you're going to heal him, you must heal him, in the name of Jesus, heal him. 不行，这样祈祷不行。应该祈祷啊，神啊，我相信你可以医治，我知道你有这个能力，神啊，我相信你是有爱心，但我不知道你在他身上有什么意思，我求主你的旨意行。如果你要医治他，靠主医治；如果你有其他意思，靠主给他力量面对这个病。 I think it's better to pray, Lord, I believe you can heal him, I expect you to heal him, but I don't know what your will is in this situation. And God, if it's your will to heal him, praise God, do that right now. If it's not your will to heal him, Lord, I pray that you give him strength and ability, that he would learn what you want him to learn, and that you would be with him in this sickness.弟兄姊妹，无论我们面对什么困难什么事，都应该这样祷告。这样你可以看到很多的高山是搬走，你可以看到很多的问题是解决，因为神是改变我们里面的心态，改变我们的态度。 When we pray like that, we can see all these obstacles start to go away because God is changing us from the inside out. He's changing our attitudes, He's changing our perspective. 神是要这样改变我们。God wants to change us like that. 我预备了太多东西，但是我需要讲六样的祷告，神是一定会听。 I've prepared too many things, but there's six things that I want to share with you. Six prayers that God will answer. 你可以写下六个祷告，神一定会听。 These six prayers God will always answer, I guarantee.我保证，当你这样祈祷，神一定会听你的祷告。When you pray like this, God will answer. 你愿不愿意试下？ Are you willing to take this challenge? 第一，神，我是一个罪人，求你宽恕我。The first prayer, God, I'm a sinner, please forgive me. 如果你几次求神，我是犯过罪，求神宽恕，神一定会宽恕你。 No matter when you pray and ask God's forgiveness, He will forgive. 我保证的，几次求一定得，无论你犯什么错，无论你做几大的错都好，神会宽恕你。 No matter how big of a sin you've committed, no matter how terrible it is, God will forgive. 第二，你同神讲，神，我需要你。我需要你力量，我需要你帮助，我需要你同在。 The second thing, say, Lord, I need you. I need your help. I need your strength. I need you to be with me. 当你同神讲我需要你，神一定会在你身边。 When you say, God, I need you, He will come to your side. 我不理你在什么环境的里面，我不理在什么情况，你这样祈祷，神一定会来。No matter what situation you're in, no matter what the difficulty is, God will be with you. 可能你不觉得，但我肯定他会在你身边。You may not know that He's there at the time, but He is there. 第三个祷告，你够胆求，神一定会听你。If you're willing to ask, God will listen. 神，求你用得着我做你的合用的器皿。Lord, use me as a vessel in your hands. 如果你肯求耶稣使用你做祂合用的器皿，祂一定会用得着你。And if you're willing to ask God to make you into a vessel of His love, He will use you. 你可以第四样的祈祷，求神祝福我，使到我能够祝福别人。You can pray and say, Lord, bless me so I can bless others.我肯定神会听你的祷告。I believe that God will always answer this prayer. 神会使用你成为祝福别人的人。And God will use you to be a person that blesses other people. 你不信你试下。
你第五，神啊，靠你旨意在我生命里面成全，不要按我的旨意，靠神的旨意做。
The fifth thing that you can pray that God will always answer, Lord, let your will be done in my life. Not my will, but your will.
耶稣都是这样祈祷，在黑撒玛利亚。Jesus prayed like that. 那神的旨意你不一定喜欢的，但是神会听你的祷告。
You may not like the will that God has for you, but God will listen to your prayer.
第六个祷告，神一定会听。靠神充满我，用你的爱和能力充满我，让我可以服侍别人。
If you pray the prayer, Lord, fill me with your power and your love so I can serve other people, God will answer that prayer.
六个祷告，宽恕我罪，我需要你，使我做一个合用的器皿，祝福我去祝福别人。不要按我意思，按你意思做。靠你充满我，用你的爱和力量，神一定听你的祷告。
So if you pray these six things, Lord, forgive me. Lord, I need you. Lord, make me a vessel for you. Lord, bless me so I can bless others. Let your will be done in me, not my will. And fill me with your power and your love so I can serve others. God will answer this prayer.
但你知道还有一个祷告，第七个，神都会听。
You know, there's a number seven prayer that God will answer.
你睇下跟住马可福音十一章廿五同埋廿六节。
Look in the next two verses in Matthew, Mark chapter 11, verse 25 and 26.
马可福音十一章廿五同埋廿六。你们站着祷告的时候，若想起有人得罪你们，就当饶恕他，好叫你们在天上的父也饶恕你们的过犯。你们若不饶恕人，你们在天上的父也不饶恕你们的过犯。
你想有祷告得应允吗？你有一个秘诀，你有没有宽恕饶恕得罪你的人？ Do you want God to hear your prayers? Here is another key. Have you forgiven those who have sinned against you?
耶稣说，如果你是想神听你祷告，你要求神宽恕你，你要求神给你能力去饶恕得罪你的人。
If you want God to hear your prayer, you must ask God to forgive you and give you the strength to forgive those who have sinned against you.
似乎呢，如果你不肯宽恕得罪你的人呢，神都不会听你祷告，不会宽恕你。
It seems like if you're not willing toask God's forgiveness and to forgive those who sin against you, then maybe God's not going to forgive you.
弟兄姊妹，你捞一个人，得罪他，他得罪你，你捞他，你在祈祷，但你想到他，耶稣说，你不要再祈祷，快点去跟他和好，快点去解决。
Jesus says, you know, if you're praying and all of a sudden you think of this guy that you hate,that's come against you, stop praying and go and resolve it.
是不是很多时候我们的祷告得不到答案，因为我们心里面捞这个捞那个，不喜欢那个，恨那个。
Is it so often that our prayers aren't being answered because we've got hatred and anger in our heart against other people? We don't like this guy, he sinned against us, I'm mad at him.
耶稣叫我们去跟他和好，饶恕他，放低他。你知道有时一个第七个祷告，我头先俾六个祷告你。如果你加第七个祷告系乜嘢
？I gave you six prayers that God will always answer. Do you know what the seventh one is?
如果你祈祷啊，神啊，我好恨呢个人，我好憎佢入骨，但我知道我唔应该憎佢。我求神俾我力量可以饶恕佢。我自己里边唔得，我求神帮我。
The seventh prayer is that if you say to God, God, I hate this guy. He makes me so angry and I cannot forgive him. But I ask Jesus to help me forgive him.
如果你够胆这样祈祷，当然不是一次半次的，你这样祈祷，神会给你能够去宽恕那个人。
You know, if you're willing to pray that, and I don't mean just pray once. I mean, you need to pray consistently. God will give you the ability to forgive that guy.
无论他怎样得罪你都好, 教会里面有很多例子的, 神一定会给你能力可以宽恕他。
You know, and I don't care how terrible he is and what kind of things he's done against you. There are many examples that I can give where God can give you the ability to forgive.
因为时间呢，我就原本有好多嘅例子，不过而家冇呢个时间喺度。
And because of the time factor, I don't have time to give the examples, but God will answer that prayer.
你想祈祷一啲神听到嘅祷告吗？
Do you want to say prayers that God's going to answer?
你想唔想经历神嘅能力喺你生命吗？
Do you want to experience the power of God in your life?
最后一节经文睇雅各书第五章13至16节。
We'll just close with this scripture in James chapter 5, verse 13 to 16.
雅各书第五章13至16节。
James chapter 5, 13 to 16.
你们中间有受苦的呢，他就该祷告；有喜乐的呢，他就该歌颂；你们中间有病了的呢，他就该请教会的长老来。你们可以奉主的名用油抹他，为他祷告。出于信心的祈祷要救那病人，主必叫他起来。他若犯了罪，也必蒙赦免。 所以你们要彼此认罪，互相代求，使你们可以得医治。二人祈祷所发出的力量是大有功效的。留26节，
Look again at verse 16。彼此认罪，互相代求，就得医治。 Confess your sins to one another and pray for one another and God will heal you.
我们彼此认罪，我宽恕你，饶恕你，包容你，接纳你。虽然我们有些不对，虽然我们意见不同的，但神会医治我们，医治我们的关系。
When we confess to one another and pray for one another, And even though I don't like you, even your personality is different, but I pray and I forgive you and God gives me grace that even though we don't get along, that we can forgive one another and love one another. God will heal us.
你知道医治有很多种啊，医治系心灵嘅医治。
There are many different types of healing and one is an inside healing in our attitudes.
医治我们可以和睦相处。
And God can heal us that we can get along.
弟兄姊妹，你想神听你祷告，彼此认罪，彼此饶恕。
If you want God to hear your prayers, confess sins to one another and forgive one another.
用合神心意嘅祷告，按照神嘅旨意，我哋睇到神嘅大能会喺我哋当中去出现。
And as we pray according to God's will, and we will experience the power of God.
如果我们这样按照神的心意祷告，我相信我们日日会经历神的大能。
If we pray like that in the name of Jesus, I believe that we will experience the power of God daily in our life.
你会经历到神改变你生命，你会经历到神改变你的性格，
and you will experience God changing your life and changing your personality.
你会经历到神迹，
and you will experience miracles in your life.
因为神在里面改变你，跟着你会有神的同在。
Because as God changes you from the inside out and you have God with you,
你会有神听祷告的能力,
and you will have the Spirit of God that listens to prayer.
我们一起祈祷。 Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们多谢你，今天我们可以学到怎样祷告是蒙应允的。你要我们信服主你，你要我们有信心，但你要我们饶恕得罪我们的人。
主，我们知道有时我们祷告信心有疑惑，所以我们今天时间不够都讲不到这一点。但是主，我们靠你，让我们对神你有信心。
相信你有咁多好事要祝福我哋，求主俾我哋接受挑战，天天向你祷告，你一定会蒙垂听嘅，你一定会系帮我哋宽恕我哋嘅罪，同埋医治我哋嘅生命。我哋多谢主听我祷告，奉耶稣名求，阿门。好。